Todd's Road Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nyberg. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Manowar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nyberg.
I'm going to be speaking this morning from the 4th chapter of Hebrews on the subject rest. One of the words that would best describe the day in which we are living is restless. Constantly moving, disturbed, agitated. And people go to therapists and counselors because they have some awareness of restlessness. According to Webster, let me give you the dictionary definition of rest: cessation from motion or disturbance, quiet, peace, repose, sleep, death, trust, an interval of silence in music, cease from action, stand, be satisfied, lean, lay to rest, cause to cease from labor, desist from presenting evidence in a law case. Now you can see that rest is a highly desirable thing. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, the writer to the Hebrews said, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." He said, let us fear of not actually entering into this rest. Now, every true believer rests in Christ. When you rest, that means you're not doing anything. You're resting. You're not working. You're resting. Every believer rests in Christ's person. If I'm in Him, all that God requires of me, I have. Simply being in Him. We rest in His finished work. What were His last words from the cross? It is finished. Not, it's part finished, but I need to do something to make it work. No, it is finished. There is absolutely nothing for me to do, no works for me to perform in order to gain God's favor. I have it in Christ, and I rest in Him. I rest with regard to the past. All my sins are paid for. I don't have to look back into the past and have resentment, because I know God is in control of the past, and everything that's taken place has worked together for my good and His glory. Therefore, I don't have to look at the past with resentment, but I look at the past with thankfulness. All my sins are forgiven. I have rest regarding the future. I don't need to worry about Judgment Day because I've already been accepted. Christ Jesus is my salvation. He finish my salvation. I have rest right now because I know who's on the throne, who's ruling and reigning and controlling. Now, have I rested? I'm asking myself that question. As a matter of fact, I'm putting myself on trial, and I want you to do the same. Have I rested? The writer says we ought to fear coming short of this rest, and I do fear coming short of this rest. I don't want to presume. So I want to put myself on trial. Have I ever rested in Christ? Isn't that a wonderful word? Rest. In verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 4, He says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They heard the truth, but they had no faith. They didn't believe the gospel. Now, what he's referring to is those people who did not enter the promised land. They're spoken of in Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 17. It says, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Do you remember what took place? When they came to the promised land, they sent spies. The spies come back with the evil report. They're giants in the land. They're too strong for us. We're afraid to enter in. Now, they'd seen how God had brought them out of Egypt, but how quickly they gave in to unbelief. We're afraid we can't enter in, and that's because they were depending upon their own strength to enter in and their own works to enter in. They knew nothing of rest, knowing that the Lord would bring them in. Now, they had the gospel preached to them. I think of the Passover. They saw there was safety only where the house was with the blood over the door. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. They saw the safety there is in the blood of the Paschal Lamb. They saw manna come down from heaven. Christ, our bread, our sustenance. They saw the rock smitten and water actually come out of that rock, which lets us know that when Christ was smitten by the wrath of God, the waters of God's grace flow from Him. That's how we're saved, is by the rock smitten. They had the Sabbath day. They knew that they were forbidden to work for salvation. That's what the Sabbath is. It's resting. That's what the Sabbath's all about. It's resting, not working. It's amazing how men make a work out of not working. But the point behind the Sabbath day is rest. There's nothing to do. Rest, but this word did not profit them. They heard the gospel, but they didn't hear with faith. Now, they should have, and we should, believe God. Is God able to bring them in? Of course He is. If God be for you, who can be against you? But they did not hear with faith. Now let's go on reading verse 3. It says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. If I believe the gospel, I do in fact rest. And this rest spoken of is typified by three things in the Scripture. First, the rest of creation. Now, you can read about that in Genesis 1 and 2, where God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything, and when He was finished, what did He do? He rested. Now, He didn't rest because He was tired. He's God. He rested because there was nothing left to create. Everything He did was good. His rest was in response to a finished work. And then we have the rest of the children of Israel entering into the promised land. They were to go into a promised land with the cities already built, the walls already up, a land flowing with milk and honey where they wouldn't have to work, the food is provided, the rest of the promised land. And then we read of the rest of the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath day, you were forbidden to work. Now, this wasn't given just to give them a day off. It was to teach them that we do not work to be saved. We rest in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they which have believed do enter into rest. You really believe that what He did has made you acceptable before God. We rest in Christ. There is no work to do. Our rest is in response to Him who finished the work. Now let's go on reading in verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As He said, as I've sworn in My wrath, they shall not enter into My rest. Talking about those people who refuse to trust the Lord and to bring them into the promised land, He said they're not going to enter into My rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now, what in the world does that mean? With God, there is no time. There's no yesterday. There's no tomorrow. All is in the present. And those who believe have always been in Christ before time began, and all their works were finished. Their salvation was completed before time began. Now, this obviously goes into the great glorious truths regarding God's electing grace, how He chose who would be saved before time began. It has something to do with predestination, how He predetermined that the elect would be just like Christ. But all of these works, it doesn't say it's as if they were finished. It says they were finished. You see, whatever God does is eternal. Whatever He does was done before time began and became historical before it even happened. Now, I realize that we can't grasp that being creatures of time, but it's what the Scripture teaches. All the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now, here is why I'm resting. My salvation is already completely accomplished and was so before time began. Now, that is glorious. It's high. It's holy. It's who God is. All the works were finished. Have you ever rested in a work, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that has already been finished since the foundation of the world? Now, He says in verse 4, "For He spake in a certain place of the seventh day," talking about the Sabbath day, "on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of His works." Now, this is speaking of the rest of creation. When He was finished, He rested from all of His works. Verse 5, "And in this place again, if they shall enter into My rest," or "they shall not enter into My rest." Here He speaks of those who would not believe. So He swore, "You're not going to enter into My rest." Verse 6, "Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein." Although these people who did not believe did not enter in, it's still true, some must enter in. Well, why must they enter in? Because it was determined before time began that they would enter in. This is talking about all of God's elect, all who will believe. They must enter in. They must enter into this rest. "Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief." They didn't come in. They would not rest. Verse 7, again He limits. God makes this limitation. He limits a certain day. There's a certain day for you to enter in and for me to enter in to this rest. He limits a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after so long a time, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts." Now, listen to me real carefully. The only time you can finish, you can experience this rest is right now. If you're looking to something that took place yesterday to give you rest and peace, if you're looking at some kind of religious experience you had, or how you turned things around and straightened up, and surely you were saved then because look how you felt, look how you cried, look how you repented, look at this experience you had. Surely I must be saved because of that experience yesterday. No, that's looking to the flesh. You're not to find confidence and rest in yesterday's experience. And you can't find any rest in your intentions for tomorrow. Well, tomorrow I'm going to believe. Tomorrow I'm going to change. Tomorrow, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. And as far as that goes, that's leaning on the arm of the flesh. You're thinking about what you will do tomorrow. No, the place of rest is not yesterday's experience. It's not tomorrow's intentions. The place of rest is resting in Christ right now. Believing that He is able right now and He does make you perfect before God. Now, if you try to rest in yesterday's experience, it's going to do what yesterday's manna did. Do you remember on the Sabbath day, they couldn't gather manna? As a matter of fact, every day you could only get one day's worth. You couldn't get manna for the next day, because if you did, it would breed worms and stink, and you couldn't eat it. You had to get it for today. Today is the day of rest. Today is the day to come to Christ and believe on Him. Now, this is God's limitation. He's limited it to this certain day. Right now, don't work, but rest. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Look what he says in verse 8. He says, for if Jesus or Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Now, these people that did not enter into this typical place of rest with Joshua never really rested, because this was never meant to be the true rest. Joshua would have never spoken of another day of rest. Now, look in verse 9. There remaineth, therefore, a rest. A rest for the people of God. And this is literally a true keeping of the Sabbath. A true keeping of the Sabbath for the people of God. Now, I remember when I was a young boy, I did not like Sundays, because I thought on Sundays you couldn't have fun, you couldn't do things, you just had to sit. And Sundays were not an enjoyable day to me. Somehow I thought Sunday was the Sabbath, whereas Saturday's the Sabbath. And people try to make a Christian Sabbath, make it on Sunday. The Bible never does anything like that. But the one thing I knew about the Sabbath is you weren't supposed to work. Now, this didn't seem to be a good thing to me. It didn't seem enjoyable because I didn't understand it. But there is a true keeping of the Sabbath to the people of God. Now, what did you do when you kept the Sabbath? You did not work at all. You rested. You did not work. The Sabbath teaches, do not work for salvation. Rest. Rely on Christ, who He is, and what He did, to where you need nothing else. You are complete in Him. Now, that's what it is to rest. It's to believe that nothing else is needed. All that God requires, I have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I rest in Him. Now, this rest is where the believing life begins. It's not where it ends. It's where it begins, just like forgiveness. Forgiveness is not the end. If we do these certain things, we'll get forgiveness. No, salvation begins with the full, free, frank forgiveness of sins. This rest is where salvation begins. You've never believed, I've never believed, if we have not rested in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we do nothing but wait on Him. Now, in resting in Christ, I don't try to keep the law. I've kept it. If you're trying to keep the law, that means the work is not finished. I don't try to keep the law. I've kept it. I rest in Him who kept it for me. I do not try to do something to secure God's favor. In Christ, I have God's favor. I trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't try to add something to enhance it. What if Da Vinci or Michelangelo, they did one of their great paintings, and then when it was finished, what if I would say, well, let me put the finishing touches on it. Let me add my little part to it. Well, I would ruin it, wouldn't I? It is so ridiculous when men and women think that they can add something to the work of Christ to make it better or to complete it. You can't do it. You rest in Him who finished the work. Rest. Verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Now, how do you interest? By ceasing from your own works. Do you find any safety in that? Have you ever thrown all your works, all your experience, all your religion, all your feelings, you've thrown them all away, you ceased from your works and trusted Christ alone, rested in Christ alone? We only rest when we cease from our own works as God did from his. Now, how did God cease from his works? He looked at the work of creation and he said, "Behold, it's very good. It can't be improved on." There wasn't anything left to do. He rested, not because he was tired, but because he saw what he had done was very good and needed nothing else. When I rest in Christ, I see that I'm complete in him. His righteousness is all I need. His shed blood took care of all my sins. When he said, "It is finished," it was finished. And there's nothing left for me to do. Simply rest in him. To cease from my own works. To cease from my own labors as God did from his. Now he says in verse 11, "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest." Let's work real hard to enter into that rest. Now, that almost seems like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Labor to rest. The hardest thing that you and I are ever called upon to do is to trust Christ alone. Not Christ and. Not Christ and my experience. Not Christ and my good works. Not Christ and my decision that I made when I was 17 years old. Not Christ and anything, but Christ alone. Somebody once said, "If all you have is Christ, is that enough?" And someone replied to the person who asked that question, "Well, it is if he's all you got." Is he all you have? Oh, labor to get rid of anything that would hinder you in simply resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're called on to do. They which have believed do enter into rest. Resting in what he did. You know, concerning this thing of his finished work, the reason most people in this generation do not rest is because they don't really believe he finished the work. They believe that he died savingly for all men. He shed his blood for all men, hoping men would believe on him, making an opportunity for men to believe on him. But his blood didn't actually secure salvation. It just made salvation potential. But it's up to you to do something in order to make what he did work for you. Well, no wonder you can't rest in something like that. That's salvation by works. And if you believe in salvation by works in any form, you're never going to be able to rest because you don't believe in a finished work. But oh, they which believe enter into a rest, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He completed it, and I am complete in him. Now you labor to enter into that rest. Here's another scripture that I think will be helpful to understand what this thing of resting in Christ is. In 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul said, "I know whom I have believed." Notice he didn't say, "I know what I believe." He said, "I know whom I have believed." Salvation is a person. And he said, "I am persuaded, I'm convinced that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day." Now, Paul, what did you commit to him? Everything concerning the salvation of my soul. I don't have a plan B. I've burned all my bridges. I've committed the entire salvation of my soul to him only. If he doesn't do it all, it's over for me. Now, to fail to commit the entire salvation of your soul to him is a failure to rest. And oh, what a miserable failure that is. You know, so many people, my heart breaks for you. You have a religion that makes you miserable. You've never done enough. You have a secret gnawing inside saying, have I done enough? Have I done enough? Is God really pleased? Does God really accept me? It's a grind, never having done enough. But oh, the joy and the peace of simply resting in the Lord Jesus Christ, having committed the salvation of your soul to him. They which have believed do enter into rest. I'd like to hang a sign on myself. Resting. Do not disturb. Do not disturb me with salvation by works and man's error. Don't disturb me with any of that. I'm resting at peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my dear friend, if you rest in Christ, you're saved. If you let go of all your works and simply trust who he is and what he did, you are completely saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And what a rest there is in his salvation. All my sins paid for, his righteousness as my righteousness before God, the promise that everything is working together for my good and his glory, the promise that he's for me, and if he's for me, nobody can be against me, and the promise of knowing I'm going to stand before God in judgment perfectly holy. And he'll say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Oh, what a rest. Now, we have this message on CD and DVD. If you call or write or email the church, we'll send you a copy. I'd like to invite you to services this morning at 10:30 and this evening at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have you come out and visit with us. This is Todd Knight, and praying that God will be pleased to make himself known to you. That's our prayer. Amen.
To request a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to messages@toddsroadgracechurch.com, or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.